At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets in nakshatras for Brooke, K2 in Uttara Falguni, first house, lord of third. Brooke's K2 in the first house in Uttara Falguni reveals a soul path rooted in quiet service, understated charisma, and a deep karmic detachment from self-centered ambition. As the dispositor of the third house, communication, courage, and effort, K2 here creates a paradoxical relationship with self-expression and initiative. She may appear confident and capable, yet internally disengaged from the need to prove herself or initiate through ego. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, brings qualities of partnership, organization, and sacred responsibility. K2 dissolves the outer pride of this nakshatra, making Brooke a subtle leader, one who naturally draws respect, but prefers to operate from humility and inner stability. Her presence is grounding and warm, yet she may often feel like she's walking the world in spiritual retreat, observing rather than performing. K2 in the first often indicates past life mastery of leadership, relational balance, and service-oriented dharma. There is little desire now to assert personal dominance. Instead, Brooke radiates a selfless maturity, often retreating from roles that demand overt identity assertion. There might be an unconscious resistance to external visibility. She could prefer working behind the scenes or supporting others from a place of quiet strength. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights, spiritual leadership through humility and partnership karma, tendency toward yogic or renunciate lifestyle, detached from validation, karmic memory of maintaining sacred contracts, organizing healing or social rituals, past life achievements around diplomacy, justice, and structured service roles, natural detachment from over-identifying with physical appearance or public role. Life themes may include identity dissolution in early years, physical challenges tied to overexertion, or deep spiritual awakenings prompted by health or body-focused discipline. Brooke's dharmic path is about reclaiming presence, not through ego, but through presence rooted in integrity and grace. Ultimately, K2 and Uttara Falguni blesses Brooke with a selfless, spiritually mature, and karmically refined identity, empowering her to transmute egoic ambition into sacred service and to find fulfillment by embodying quiet grace, devotion, and relational dignity. Saturn in Jyeshtha, third house, lord of fifth and sixth. Brooke's Saturn in the third house in Jyeshtha reveals a soul blueprint forged through discipline and communication, responsibility in skill building, and karmic trials with siblings, peers, or courage itself. As the ruler of the fifth and sixth houses, this Saturn governs both her creative intelligence and daily work ethic, making this placement a pivotal link between inner resilience and external service. Jyeshtha, ruled by Mercury, adds a tone of elder wisdom, strategic silence, and emotional maturity to her expression. Brooke may feel an early burden to take on responsibilities that others avoid, often acting as the wise elder among siblings or within close-knit circles. Her speech is likely sparse but powerful, and her learning style prefers depth over speed. There is karma around delayed articulation or confidence in self-expression, which matures with age and consistency. With Saturn also owning the fifth house of creative intelligence, she may take a serious approach to learning, teaching, or raising children. Playfulness is disciplined. Joy is earned through effort. The sixth house rulership strengthens her practical service instincts. She works best in structured environments where perseverance matters more than flair. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras insights, strategic silence and deep observation in peer groups, karmic responsibility to protect or guide siblings or colleagues, leadership earned through long-term intellectual or ethical resilience, delayed but powerful development of teaching, coaching, or advising capacities, emotional isolation in early friendships, balanced later by loyalty-based bonds. This Saturn grants Brooke the capacity for profound problem-solving, especially in crisis or emotionally complex environments. Her strength lies not in the quick retort, but in the quiet authority that emerges when others falter. Over time, she becomes the one others trust in storms, not because she speaks the most, but because her presence carries the weight of lived integrity. Moon in Mula, 4th house, Lord of 11th. Brooke's moon in the 4th house in Mula, Nakshatra suggests a deeply transformative emotional nature tied to her inner foundations, home, mother, ancestry, and emotional security. As the ruler of the 11th house, the moon also governs her social fulfillment, friendships, and long-term aspirations, blending emotional roots with her vision for collective contribution. Mula, ruled by Nirithi, the goddess of dissolution, often brings themes of uprooting, emotional catharsis, and radical truth-seeking. Brooke's emotional landscape may have felt unstable or unanchored in childhood, perhaps due to shifting homes, complex maternal karma, or a deep psychic sensitivity to ancestral patterns. There's an instinctual pull toward unearthing lies beneath the emotional facades, often making her a natural healer of emotional systems within families, communities, or group dynamics. With the moon as Lord of the 11th, this emotional intensity extends into her social life. Friendships may be few, but deeply karmic. She likely attracts circles focused on healing, transformation, or truth speaking. Her aspirations, too, are rooted in emotional authenticity rather than mere gain. She seeks to nurture causes that align with soul-level integrity. Drawing from the planets and Nakshatra's insights, emotional grounding through sacred ancestry, rituals, or land-based practices, karmic uprooting from early home life, followed by spiritual anchoring, desire to emotionally support communities through truth, not appearances, natural crisis counselor in emotionally volatile or transition-based settings, recurrent emotional themes involving mothers, grandmothers, or lineage disruption. Brooke's moon in Mula brings a profound capacity to feel deeply and serve as emotional anchor through times of collective or domestic change. Though early emotional security may have been challenged, she is wired for spiritual regeneration. Over time, she becomes a matriarchal figure, quietly powerful, emotionally raw, and devoted to creating spaces where truth and transformation coexist. Rahu in Uttara Bhadrapada, 7th house, Lord of 6th. Brooke's Rahu in the 7th house in Uttara Bhadrapada signals a soul journey centered on karmic evolution through partnerships, relational contracts, and the alchemy of service and surrender. As Lord of the 6th house, daily routine, conflict, health, and duty, Rahu here pulls her toward relationships that activate deep healing, provoke inner tension, and challenge her to transmute everyday struggle into conscious integration. Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Ahirbhudna, the serpent of the deep sea, is a nakshatra of quiet spiritual power, emotional depth, and hidden wisdom. In this placement, Rahu intensifies Brooke's longing for spiritually bonded or fated partnerships, yet paradoxically, these very relationships may also expose her to hidden emotional wounds, unspoken resentments, or crises demanding maturity and discernment. With Rahu being an amplifying force and governing the 6th house, her partnerships may begin in confusion, imbalance, or dramatic karmic entanglement, only to lead toward mastery of detachment, forgiveness, and inner peace. There's a recurring lesson in serving others without becoming enmeshed, and in seeking liberation through authentic, soul-aligned relating. Drawing from the planets and nakshatra's insights, partnerships tied to hidden emotional labor, spiritual growth, and karmic completion. Healing ancestral or collective wounds through relational responsibility. Attraction to spiritual or emotionally complex partners, teachers, mystics, or wounded healers. Strong subconscious patterns around sacrifice, service, or emotional merging. Breakthroughs in self-worth and sovereignty via relationship challenges. Rahu in Uttara Bhadrapada blesses Brooke with the ability to find transcendence through deep relational work. While early connections may test her boundaries or sense of self, her path is one of learning how to remain anchored in compassion without drowning in emotional tides. In time, she becomes a spiritual companion to others, one who transforms personal pain into a vessel of healing, partnership, and profound emotional wisdom. Jupiter in Ashwini, 8th house, Lord of 4th and 7th. Brooke's Jupiter in the 8th house in Ashwini indicates a transformative spiritual intelligence, one that operates beneath the surface, unlocking healing, crisis wisdom, and ancestral insight. As Lord of the Fourth, home, emotional roots, and seventh, partnerships, Jupiter here becomes a bridge between inner emotional security and relational expansion, both of which are subjected to the alchemical fires of the eighth house. Ashwini, ruled by the Ashwini Kumaras, divine healers, carries the essence of quick remedy, soul renewal, and karmic beginnings. Jupiter in this nakshatra makes Brooke a carrier of ancient healing codes, wisdom that comes not just through learning, but through surviving life's initiations. Relationships and home life may undergo sudden disruptions, yet each break becomes a gateway to deeper grace, understanding, and spiritual authority. This Jupiter bestows Brooke with the capacity to spiritually protect others, especially in moments of emotional or physical transition. She may naturally attract roles where she is a counselor, guide, or teacher during crises. With the seventh lord in the eighth, partnerships are karmic and transformational, offering deep blessings, but only after tests of trust, loss, or spiritual truth. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, healing intelligence rooted in past life guru karma and ancestral blessings, crisis wisdom activated through emotional or relational transformation, strong gifts in spiritual teaching, energy work, or ancestral healing, protects and uplifts others through periods of emotional death and rebirth. Relationships act as initiations, demanding surrender and renewal. Brooke's Jupiter in Ashwini guides her to become a channel of regenerative wisdom. She is destined not just to endure life's deeper waters, but to illuminate the path for others through them, carrying forward ancient healing, spiritual mentorship, and the power to turn breakdowns into breakthroughs. Sun in Purva Falguni, 12th house, Lord of 12th. Brooke's sun in the 12th house in Purva Falguni marks a soul immersed in themes of retreat, release, and devotion. As both the placed planet and the Lord of the 12th, the sun here expresses itself fully through isolation, spiritual practices, and karmic dissolution. There is a deep longing for inner fulfillment over outer validation, a desire to merge with something greater rather than stand apart in egoic brightness. Purva Falguni, ruled by Bhaga, god of fortune and delight, brings a sensual, creative, and relational energy. In the 12th house, this nakshatra's warmth is turned inward. Brooke may radiate a magnetic charm in private or sacred spaces while feeling unseen or unacknowledged in public life. Her leadership style is devotional and soft. She shines in ashrams, artistic solitude, or healing retreats rather than traditional power roles. Being the Lord of the 12th placed in its own house intensifies the themes of past life closure, dream work, subconscious insight, and spiritual service. The sun here may feel burnt out in the material realm, yet deeply alive in mystical or artistic dimensions. Her true vitality emerges not from external status, but from inner joy, divine connection, and creative surrender. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, natural magnetism expressed in hidden, spiritual, or healing spaces, karmic link to sacred sensuality, ritual art, or devotional performance. Leadership through softness, empowering others from behind the scenes. Life blessings through artistic seclusion, pilgrimage, or working with the unconscious. Themes of ego purification, identity loss, and radiant solitude. Brooke's sun in Purva Falguni in the 12th makes her a quiet force of joy and divine creativity. While traditional roles of fame or authority may feel empty, she is empowered in realms of spirit, healing, and artistic sacrifice. Her life force is recharged in silence, intimacy with the divine, and the sacred art of letting go. Mercury in Uttara Falguni, 12th house, Lord of 1st and 10th. Brooke's Mercury in the 12th house in Uttara Falguni indicates a mind tuned to introspection, spiritual service, and behind-the-scenes brilliance. As the ruler of both the 1st, self, identity, and 10th, career, public life, Mercury here shows that her outward identity and professional direction are deeply influenced by internalized wisdom, subtle observation, and karmic patterns linked to past life service. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the sun, brings qualities of order, partnership, and dharmic responsibility. Mercury in this nakshatra sharpens Brooke's ability to organize, edit, or articulate spiritual knowledge in refined ways. Her intelligence is loyal, principled, and focused on sustainable contribution, often in support of others' growth or healing. Yet in the 12th house, this expression can feel hidden or unrecognized, leading her to shine best in quiet, retreat-based, or contemplative vocations. Mercury, as ruler of the first and tenth, seeks to shape Brooke's outer life through internal mastery. She may gravitate towards spiritual communication, dream journaling, sacred writing, or counseling roles that blend logic with compassion. Her mind is alert to what lies beneath the surface, ideal for work in research, healing, or spiritual teaching. Though she may struggle early on with being fully seen or heard in public spaces. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights, karmic gifts in healing communication, especially in private or spiritual settings, past life skills in organizing rituals, sacred contracts, or community service, quiet mastery in writing, editing, or spiritual teaching, professional path marked by sacred retreat, artistic solitude, or compassionate service. Identity shaped through introspective self-study rather than outward assertion. This placement blesses Brooke with subtle intellectual brilliance and the ability to translate complex insights into practical healing. Her success lies not in loud leadership, but in becoming a vessel of quiet intelligence, guiding, editing, or supporting systems that serve a higher order. In silence, she crafts her legacy. Venus in Purva Falguni, 12th house, Lord of 2nd and 9th. Brooke's Venus in the 12th house in Purva Falguni reflects a love nature that seeks beauty, intimacy, and spiritual connection in private or hidden spaces. As ruler of the 2nd house, values, speech, family resources, and 9th house, wisdom, faith, higher learning, this Venus weaves together themes of devotion, sensuality, and dharma, yet expresses them through retreat, introspection, and karmic surrender. Purva Falguni, ruled by Bhaga, the deity of prosperity and enjoyment, brings a natural magnetism, creativity, and romantic charm. In the 12th house, this charm is directed inward or toward mystical and sacred unions. Brooke may carry the grace of an unseen muse, deeply attractive and refined, yet preferring soul-level connection over public display. Love, beauty, and pleasure may take on a spiritual dimension, with strong ties to dream states, art therapy, or devotional ritual. As the second lord, Venus here lends a poetic, soft-spoken quality to her voice and a refined appreciation for music, sacred speech, and aesthetics. As the ninth lord, it reveals a soul steeped in past life artistic or priestess traditions. She may feel drawn to goddess temples, creative pilgrimage, or romantic partnerships that serve as spiritual learning grounds. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, romantic themes involve soul contracts, sacred union, or past life lovers. Financial blessings may flow from spiritual art, healing, or devotional beauty. Speech and creativity are infused with grace, tenderness, and sacred nostalgia. Life may include karmic love stories, hidden affections, or secret artistic talents. Deep longing for love that transcends form, time, and physical presence, Brooke's Venus in Purva Falguni gifts her with an etheric beauty and a heart tuned to divine love. She may move through love and life like a spiritual artist, gathering experiences not for status, but for soulful nourishment. Whether through sacred romance, devotional creativity, or private aesthetic mastery, she finds fulfillment not in outward applause, but in the inner sanctum of surrender, elegance, and timeless grace. Mars in Maga, 12th house, Lord of 3rd and 8th. Brooke's Mars in the 12th in Maga indicates a powerful, ancestral force driving her subconscious actions, private passions, and spiritual courage. As lord of both the 3rd house, effort, communication siblings, and 8th house, transformation, crisis, hidden power, this Mars governs territories of both personal assertion and deep psychological rebirth, yet expresses itself behind closed doors, in solitude, or through karmic undertakings linked to service, mysticism, and past life resolution. Maga, ruled by the Pitris, ancestral spirits, brings themes of legacy, nobility, and spiritual pride. Mars here gives Brooke a quiet but formidable strength, an inner warrior shaped by lineage, carrying forward ancestral discipline, sacrifice, or unresolved battles. In the 12th house, this becomes less about outward aggression and more about inner fortitude. She may act decisively in private, defend those she loves silently, or protect her dignity in hidden ways. With rulership of the third, there's a karmic link to siblings or communicative power. Her words may be sharp, focused, and carry weight, though she may choose silence over confrontation. As eighth lord, Mars lends her a natural intensity for crisis navigation, occult studies, and energetic healing, but often through seclusion, symbolic death-rebirth cycles, or spiritual discipline. drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights. Past life karma tied to warrior traditions, royal service, or ancestral oaths. Natural resilience in spiritual or emotional crisis. Acts with inner discipline. Karmic pull toward martial or occult practices, practiced in isolation. Issues with burnout, suppressed anger, or sexual energy transmutation. Protects lineage or hidden knowledge, often without recognition. Brooke's Mars in Maga compels her to act from a space of inner nobility, an invisible guardian upholding sacred values through sacrifice and silence. She may walk a lone warrior's path, transforming inherited wounds into spiritual power. Her drive is not for conquest, but for quiet mastery, serving something larger than self through hidden strength, ancestral grace, and unwavering internal loyalty.